Welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest news for the third week of September 2020. I'm your host, Quentin Philipson, and with me is my co-host, who is thinking of revealing his baby's gender by dumping some oil cans into the water, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
I just want to point out that I'm not having a baby, so there is no point for a gender reveal, but I can promise you this, when I do have a baby and a gender reveal party, I will not be dumping oil into a body of water from the sounds of it. That sounds very, very stupid. Welcome back to Pop Topic, guys. How you doing, Quentin?
I am doing great. A little confused. I really thought you already had a child because I thought people always kept calling you daddy. I'm confused.
No, that's just you, Quentin, but I do appreciate it.
That's right. I'm a child at heart.
But no, it's been an interesting week to say the least. Are you still on your Fall Guys addiction?
Yeah, still play Fall Guys. It's pretty much all I do. That or work or watch movies. That's pretty much been the same old news for me.
I actually have a new game that you could get like the entire group addicted to.
What's that?
It's called Among Us. It really is a game that tests friendships.
I heard about it already. It looks fine. I'll let you guys play it, and you guys can tell me if it's fun or not.
Oh, just from the videos I've seen, it's so much fun just being able to accuse your friends of murdering people.
Yeah, I prefer to do that in real life.
Oh, spicy memes. Okay.
But yeah, pretty much just been watching movies. I just watched Psycho right before the podcast.
Did you open the book?
Pardon me?
Did you open your Steelbook?
I did, yeah. But yeah, I gotta watch that. I got a whole movie collection that I have to eventually... that I figured I might as well start watching those.
Yeah, you loaded up on your movie total there.
Yeah, I bought 10 movies over the last few days for $35 total. So I was kind of looking for the cheapest, best films I could get.
Bang online. For your buck.
That's right. I got two Steelbooks out of it. So that was
there's some classics.
What was that?
I saw your collection, and there are some classics in that pile.
Yeah, no, I really like the films that I got. Two of them ended up being Steelbooks, which one of them, he wasn't even advertising it for that. I don't think he realized it was a Steelbook, so it kind of worked out pretty well. And yeah, so I've just been watching movies and playing Fall Guys. That's pretty much it. And of course, mourning the loss of Elena Tyrell.
Oh, yes, of course. You could forget that.
Yeah, the first person that like died in 2020 that really tore me apart.
That's the first person that tore you apart? That makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, the rest were like sports people, like, pfft, okay.
Jeez. There was even a Survivor player and you're just like, nah, bro, it's all good.
I've heard of all these people that died, it's sad, but this is like the first person that I actually like... emotionally connect with, so you know, very sad.
Yeah, she is a forever queen on Game of Thrones, and we will miss that.
Yes, for sure. So you know, shout out to you. And not one of the big stories this week. People aren't as bummed out about it. They should be. This should be an uprising.
It's surprising. She is a fucking queen.
Yep, but you know, I think people are still not over Cliff and Chadwick from last week, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that is a pretty big pill to swallow.
Yeah, it's been quite a few heavy hitters the last few weeks. 2020 should just leave everybody alone.
Yep, 2020, just end already, please.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess out with the old, in with the new, because all these people have been passing away lately, but there's still births, there's still babies being conceived, Alex. And top story here is the big gender reveal party.
Or should I say gender reveal disaster party?
Yeah, it is quite a story here. You know all these gender reveal parties, you pop open a bottle and a color comes out, blue or pink, and oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. We have a boy. It's such a happy moment. Kind of a weird trend that's happened the last few years. Something that definitely, we should probably stop doing, especially after this story where during the party, they by mistakenly sparked a California wildfire, which burned over 8,600 acres.
Talk about a major screw up on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, you know, quite a mistake. I've heard, there's a lot of gender parties gone wrong videos and crazy stuff that happens. But yeah, this probably takes the cake here. Pretty much an entire forest just erupted in flames because of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what in the world is someone thinking, bringing a smoke-generated machine out to a park where fires can easily start?
Yeah, quite an idea. Shouldn't we be doing all these gender reveal parties indoors anyways? This is COVID, we should be staying inside. Why are people bringing out all this smoke and fire and mess to forests of all places?
Oh yeah, it's ridiculous. Like at the most, like do it on your front lawn.
Yeah, and it says here that it caused more than $8 million in damage.
$8 million damage. Holy crap. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's insane. You know what, Quentin? I'm going to assume, just because of your stance on this, there's going to be no such thing as a gender reveal party for you when you guys have kids.
The gender reveal party on my behalf would likely just be a Facebook post that says, it's this gender, and that's it.
That's pretty solid. You know what? People can run with that. I get that.
Yeah, that'll be the gender reveal party.
Yeah, I am surprised my sister was not big into the gender reveal party idea.
Yeah, how could you not be big into it with something as exciting as this? I should take it one step further than this. Yeah, maybe I should do the joke I did at the beginning of the podcast and have two barrels of oil over the ocean, and then we'll uncork the colored barrel of the baby. We're like, all right, there's the pink barrel and the blue barrel. Which one are we popping open? The blue one's leaking. It's a boy.
Everybody celebrate while you ruin the ocean.
Yeah, like maybe people should start doing like these over the top things. You might have to pay a lot of money for your mistake, but you know, it's worth it. The world knows the gender of your baby.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like that's all you really want to get out there is the gender of your baby. I mean, no one else's day it would just make everybody else's news.
Now, unfortunately, all these stories is about the fire and the costs of this mistake, but I don't see a single story telling me the actual gender of this baby.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm sure there is, but it's not the top of the story. You think that's what we're excited about? What's the gender of this child? Why are these articles saying, oh, over $8 million in property damage is now ruined. All these acres of forest are now destroyed. The top of the article should be, it's a boy.
Not gonna lie, that would be like an Onion level article.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't write one for that.
Yeah, this is pure, unadulterated Onion level comedy they have going their way.
Yeah, so if you are thinking of doing a gender reveal party, probably don't.
That would be smart.
Alex, if you were to do your own creative idea of a gender reveal party, mine was the barrels of oil, what would be your big announcement?
Oh, so basically I would get a crop dusting plane. And I would dump a certain colored pesticide all over a populated city.
Perfect. And be the color of the pesticide?
It would be the color of the pesticide, yep. Hold on, I got a phone call for some reason.
Oh.
Yeah, just give me a second.
Must be from his child.
I just got a job interview.
Nice, for where?
Casual peace officer posting with Covenant Health.
Well, look at that.
Yeah, look at me go. I mean, that's awesome.
Covenant Health, do you think they're going to fly you out to these California fires to help make sure everyone's all right?
I mean, sure. I mean, that's basically a free trip to California. Why not?
Yeah, that'd be great. And then you can be there when the baby's born to help celebrate the great moment.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we're on pins and needles for this. But I like your idea of the spreading out a pesticide here. And do we think that's how COVID started? Just like kind of hid that story under the table. Was the guy looking at a female and a male bat, and the head that, and the bat he was going to eat is the gender of the baby?
I think that's a great idea. I think you should totally.
That sounds like an Ozzy Osbourne gender reveal party.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's
yeah.
That is. I'm surprised you know who Ozzy Osbourne is. If I'm being completely honest.
Of course I know about people that eat bats. It's my favorite subject.
Yeah, I mean it's the top subject of this year, so I guess I shouldn't be too surprised.
This week, gender reveal parties may be getting canceled here, but something that is getting canceled in China is the Mulan film. I believe China is no longer letting them advertise or market the film, which I wish we got as lucky as them, if you remember last week. But I wish we didn't get the marketing as well. But they're no longer marketing the film, and I believe they're no longer going to be showing the film in China due to an issue with the filming location. Kind of, it's known as a pretty inhumane treatment in that site. Xinjiang, I believe, is the name of it. Probably butchered it, but Mulan not only filmed there, which wasn't exactly public knowledge, but at the very end of the film in the credits, apparently, because I did not pay $35, it thanks the area for letting them film in the location, which kind of is annoying a lot of people, especially in China, for having such a pro-Chinese film to kind of be supporting an area like that. So, you know, Mulan's just constantly picking fights here, Alex.
Yeah, Mulan has just had the worst string of luck I've seen for a movie of late. Like, it's the first blockbuster that was supposed to come out before the pandemic hit. So it got screwed over there. Then it kept getting delayed. Then it kept getting delayed. Then instead of pulling a Tenet, it decided to release on Disney Plus exclusively. And then they decided to alienate customers from buying it because they made it so freaking expensive. And then they annoyed people from buying it because of all the freaking Facebook ads. I swear to God, Quentin, every time, like ever since last week's podcast, I've seen so many freaking ads on Facebook. I've seen them on Instagram. I've seen them on Snapchat. It has been ridiculous. And now there's this, like what? How much worse can it get for Mulan at this rate?
Yeah, Mulan has definitely not had the best showing for Disney's had a tough time with this film. But, you know, that's just from our observation. Apparently, this came up last night. They released an article that the CFO for the Disney Plus side of things said that they are very happy with the result of Mulan.
Really?
Yeah, they did not give any numbers or any actual information as to what they've been getting revenue-wise or streaming-wise for Mulan, because, you know, it's probably not actually that great. But they have come out to say they are exceedingly happy with what they've gotten, and, you know, they might continue doing this.
Oh, God. So get ready for the internet to continually bash Disney. I swear to God, if they release the new Black Widow movie on Disney Plus and I got to pay $35 for it, I'm quitting life.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, I think Disney's full of crap. I don't think that they're happy with this at all. They've spent at least $200 million on marketing, and with the $200-something million budget for the film, they need to make over $600 million to actually make some revenue off this thing. And I just don't see it. I don't see how they're making that. Maybe they are. I'm not super aware on how much they would be making for streaming. This is $35 to watch it. And I do know people that have spent that. So, and you know, maybe.
The funny thing is, it's like going into this year, I guarantee you Mulan would have made that money back easily.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mulan would have made more. And they would have spent less on marketing because of all this push they've been doing the last few weeks.
Oh, absolutely. Like,
so marketing would have been lower and it would have made more. So,
like, we know Disney can freaking afford it. Like, they own everything at this rate. They can afford to have a movie bust out like this. But it's just sad because movies should bust out because they're bad or the idea of making a movie is bad. This movie was like, it was guaranteed to be a financial success, and then, you know, COVID ruins everything.
Well, to be fair, based on the reviews, it does seem like Mulan is also bad. So I guess it kind of evens itself out.
Yeah, unfortunately. Like,
yeah. And then to be fair, the critics love it. So it is still relatively liked.
Critics love it?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it when you look at YouTuber reviews or anything. But on Rotten Tomatoes, the audience score is very low. I don't remember the audience score, but the critics score is 82%, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
That is genuinely surprising.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people think, oh, wow, the critics hate it. No, it's the audience that was low on it. I believe the audience was like 40, 50, maybe. No, critics were 80-something. So there you go. I'm sure it's fine. I think the audience is hating it just because they have to pay $35 on Disney+. I think that's it. I think it should be a fine film.
Yeah, I guess just fine. But, you know, whatever. Nothing really to hope for. I still have to go see Tenet and New Mutants in theaters. So, I mean, that's what I'm hoping for now.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to watch New Mutants in theaters?
I might. I don't know. We'll see.
I'd rather watch Mulan for $35, to be honest.
Really?
Well, only because I eventually want to watch Mulan. I don't have any plans to watch New Mutants.
You don't have any plans to watch New Mutants?
No, unless somebody picks for the podcast, I think
I was about to say, yeah. Well, here we go.
Yeah, if someone picks it for the podcast, then obviously I'll watch it. But other than that, no, not my thing. I'm kind of burned out with superheroes already, and New Mutants just sounds like a bottom of the barrel superhero film. So
I'm gonna tell Tristan to throw it on his list.
Why don't you throw it on your list?
Because I don't want to waste a pick on it.
See, you know it's bad when it's considered wasting a pick.
No, I've heard it's fine.
No, you just called it waste a pick.
I've heard it's fine.
All right, well, fine doesn't sound like a waste.
Oh my god.
All right. So I guess since we're speaking of film, top tier films, Mulan and New Mutants, which would be a perfect correlation to the next story, which is the Oscars.
What's happening with the Oscars, Quentin?
Have you not heard of the new Oscar update for the Best Picture?
No, I have not.
Okay, it's been trending a bit for the negative, but the Oscars, a few months ago, Alex, we discussed how they are updating it to being 10 films a year. And they also said during that announcement that they're going to be working on ways to be more open to minorities and race and ethnicities with these awards. And we discussed, this is just them being like, oh, we're working on it. We have some ideas, but it's just for show, just because it's during the movement and it was kind of the buzz at the time. So we kind of thought, okay, the Oscars are kind of just trying to jump in. Oh yeah, we're also in on this, but maybe we were wrong here because they're actually taking action. And they have a bit of some guidelines here for the Best Picture here on out.
All right. What are these guidelines?
So the Best Picture. So for a film to be considered in the Best Picture category, they need to follow 2 out of 4 criterias.
Okay.
And if they don't follow two of these standards that they need to have for Best Picture nominated films, they don't qualify as Best Picture nominee. They can qualify for the other awards, but they now have to follow some of these guidelines, which we'll get to the guidelines soon, but this has really caused an uproar, obviously, with people, which is why I wish Tristan didn't have some issues, because I feel like this would have really pulled out Tristan's trigger here. He gets very upset when they try to force rules onto the Oscars.
Not only is this like forcing rules on the Oscars, this is like forcing people to make movies a certain way. And I don't like that. I like people to be able to express themselves.
Yeah, this is what people are saying, how a lot of people are pointing to 1917. That has no minorities in it. And there shouldn't be any, because that's not the story they're telling. There's no, like, it wouldn't make sense if one of the leads were African American in a war film from 1917.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the argument a lot of people are saying. People are very upset about this, but you have to read closely at this. I was listening to a video. I've read a lot about this because I'm very into the Oscars. And I, just like you guys, I was concerned. But this is easy. This is the Oscars, similar to a few months ago, saying, oh, we're looking out for everybody. We're woke. This is kind of the Oscars, really. Trending the line of like barely doing anything. So the first one is the big one, and it's the one that people are freaking out about, and it would be that the lead has to be of a minority, woman, a racial minority, LGBTQ, or a disability, or 30% of all actors in secondary or minor roles have to be from a ethnicity or woman, LGBTQ, etc. We'll just say minority for all those, because there are all those are in the same category for everything.
Right.
Or the main storyline has to revolve around a minority. So the lead could be someone else that's like, but he's following a storyline that involves one of these minorities. That would still apply as well. So those are the three rules for the first option that you need to follow. That's okay. The one that is going to be the one that's getting people upset. But you only need to follow two out of the four. Two out of the four. So you just don't need to follow that one. The people are getting real upset. It's not a big deal. Because the second section, you're just automatically going to qualify for it. Every film pretty much follows this. And That would be, you need to have somebody from minority, a woman, racial or ethnic, LGBTQ, or a disability, somebody that follows any of those guidelines, they need to work in the filmmaking production. So they have the list here. They need to either be the cinematographer, the casting director, composer, costume director, editor, hairstylist, makeup, producer, production designer, set director, sound, VFX supervisor, or writer. Any of those.
So basically a woman or a person of minority can be in any one of those positions and it qualifies?
Yeah, two of those positions have to be with them.
Two of them.
Yeah, but that's all right.
That seems easy enough.
That is super easy. There is every single nominated film from last year, they all qualified.
Okay.
And that's like Ford v. Ferrari, 1917, Joker, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, very men-heavy guy films. They all qualify. Ooh. So, like, you know, pretty easy. You literally would have to go out of your way to not do that. I'm just saying. Like, that's pretty much an auto point, which means the other three, you have to have one of the three. And, sorry, I'm looking through the notes here. There are other criterias for number B, but if you just do the first one that I said, then you're good to go. So B is pretty much a guarantee. We don't even need to discuss B. It's an auto, in my opinion. The standard, well, we'll skip C for now because this is going to be my big point here. But standard D here, which would be the third option you can do, is the marketing. You need to have, I believe, two members. I would have to double check here that would follow, that are working in the marketing field of the film that are following, that are one of the minorities. Because then in that way, they're kind of saying, oh, they can help with marketing the film on how to make sure that people feel represented in the film. So that's a criteria.
I feel which, like, that's also easy.
Which is also pretty easy. There's not as many people in the marketing, so maybe it's something that's not normal. I don't know too much about the marketing side of things, but it should still be pretty simple if need be. And number C,
how they vet marketing.
Yeah. Well, it might be more to it. I don't know. I don't have the notes for that one yet because whatever. D's whatever. I think D might be, I don't know too much about it, might be tricky for some people. A might ruin a story if somebody has a set goal in mind. So this is where it comes down to C. And I think this is the whole reason why they're doing it. And that would be paid internships. You need to have at least one or two members of minorities in a paid internship for the film. You would pay them to learn how to make these films, how to watch these films. And I think that's where this is all coming to. I think the Oscars did a great move here where, okay, the other three, two of them might not be doable. One of them's a guarantee. So if you don't want to tell a story about these minorities, at least have a minority on set being paid to learn how to make film. So later on in 5 or 10 years, they can make films about their stories.
Yeah, that's actually a good one. I like that one.
So they're not actually, you literally would not have to ruin your films. Your film could not be affected in any way. Just have two people in any of those creative productions that I listed off in section B. That's easy. Every film qualifies for that. It's hard to not.
Right. And then take kids off the street.
Yeah. And then pay interns to learn how to make their films that are from minority because they don't have the opportunities that, you know, white men would have in making film. Give them the opportunity, show them how to do it. Guide them under your wing, and then in 10 years, they can start making films. I think this is a great chance to have the Oscars be the ones that are changing how Hollywood is making films. And it's Hollywood that should be doing it, but now Oscars are saying, all right, Hollywood, you're not picking up your shit. Make sure you pay these people to learn how to make films. Like, let's change filming.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are up in arms about this. This seems super doable for any film. This shouldn't change anything.
Oh yeah, this is I was about ready to light my torch and sharpen my pitchfork, but yeah, this seems super doable.
Yeah, I think it's great to either have a film that does incorporate minorities, or if you really don't like 1917 and you don't want to have them, and you just have better marketing people that you already had planned. And just have somebody learn with you. Like, yeah, it just seems like a great idea. And this isn't implemented for the next 4 years because then, you know, because it takes a few years for films to be made. So if you're making a film now that you're planning to be made to be in the Oscars in 3 or 4 years, now they're aware, okay, now we got to start soon. So this isn't going to be in effect for a few years because it takes a while for films to be made.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a foot in the right direction. I actually think this is probably the best news of the week.
This is your best news of the week. Wow, I cannot believe when this story started, I could not believe you were going to say that.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are upset about it, and I was too at the beginning. But if you just look at the notes in front of you, it's a lot of guidelines. It's quite a bit of reading. I read it all because I was super concerned and optimistic at the end. So yeah, if you just read all the notes here, it's not too bad. Pretty good.
Well, there you go, people. Stop lighting your torch. Put down your pitchforks. We're all good.
All right. And speaking of film, we can wrap it up here with the Toronto International Film Festival, TIFF. They've been putting their foot down saying we are still going to have a festival. I didn't see it coming, but it is still a thing, and it's on right now. TIFF is currently underway. The film festival, you know, normally they're in movie theaters cooped up, and we thought this is going to be horrible with COVID going on. This is going to be a disaster. But I don't know why no news sources or us when we discussed this even thought of, yeah, they are just going to be having drive-ins. They're going to be having film festival drive-ins, and the people that are attending the festival can just drive up in their car and watch the films for the festival.
I don't know where they plan on doing this. I've been to Toronto. I don't really see where they could pull something like this off.
It's already set up. I have photos of people in the drive-ins. It's actually a really cool looking setup, but you're right. I've been to Toronto. I have no idea where they got all this space because it's huge. There's a lot of space here. It's probably outside of Toronto somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they got like a cool, instead of a red carpet at the beginning where you start off the film festival, they have a blue road and you just drive down the road and it's like this cool little setup that they made. It's really cool.
Hmm.
So look at TIFF being the ones that kind of found a way around this horrible time to still honor films. There's a lot of good films that are coming out this year and next year that are out in the festival. So we should be getting some reviews, hopefully, Alex, this week on what films to be excited for.
Yeah, I need to go look at their lineup. I feel like there's some movies that I would know about.
Yeah, I forget most of them, but there's definitely the new Saoirse Ronan's film, Ammonite, I believe is how it's pronounced. I believe that's... Oh, right. Pardon me?
Yeah, I remember hearing about that one.
Yeah, I believe that's in the festival. I'm trying to think of No Man Land is. I feel like it should be.
For instance, Joker premiered at TIFF last year.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not like TIFF is, like, vacant of these big knockout punch movies.
And I believe JoJo was in it last year. They were in a few, including Sundance. I believe they were in TIFF. Same with Joker. They had a few good ones. And I was planning on going to TIFF this year, and then COVID happened, so...
I know, yeah. I remember that. You were so excited for that.
Yeah, so I'll probably go next year, you know, unless COVID happens still. I'll try to pick up a ticket for next year. So the next story we have here is someone winning the lottery, which, you know, happens all
it
the time.
It wasn't me, so I don't care.
Pardon me?
It wasn't me, so I don't care.
Hey, it could have been you. We do not know because the lottery winner was wearing a Scream mask. You know, from the iconic Scream franchise, they had the mask on so their relatives and people that read the news sources wouldn't know who won.
Huh. That, you know what? This is something I have been saying all the fucking time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I, like, for instance, when there was that big Oilers lottery draw that I was in, the 50-50... And I didn't win, sadly, for all those people out there thinking they can hit up my inbox for some money. The one thing I always said to people when I was talking about it was, if I were to win, I would do whatever I could to make sure that nobody knew I had won. Because you're just asking for disaster.
See, I feel like for me and you were in different positions. If I were to ever win the lottery, which I never would, because I never... buy a ticket. So if I did win, that'd be pretty confusing. But if I were to win a lottery, yeah, I might wear a mask. Me and Andrea, we can go to the richest honeymoon ever. We'll be living our best lives. But Welling, come on, man. Well, dog, you got the single life here. You want everyone to know you got the lottery. So all of the hottest girls in the city are calling you up being like, hey, daddy, do you want to take me to a super rich restaurant?
Oh god, there's ways of flashing your money to get women without needing to like advertise to the world that you're a rich person now.
Yeah, free press, that you're good to go. And then if your family or a friend that you don't like, obviously not me, you'd give me money, but like, you know, some other friend, you could just say, oh, I was robbed, I lost the money, I don't have anything.
Oh god,
there you go. Best of both worlds. The girls are lining up and the relatives are going back home. Win-win.
Not gonna lie, though, I'd probably give all of my relatives some sort of money.
Good. Yeah. I would, too. I'd probably give everyone in my family, like, I don't know, it depends on how much money I get, but I'll give them a good chunk. I don't need that much money. I only need, like, 100,000.
I see... Here's the thing. I'm the type of person that needs a couple million. Let me explain. Let me explain.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. So first things first, I'd pay off my car. Second thing, I would build my own house. Not a really expensive house, because that just puts a target on you. You know, something nice. But, you know, something simple and nice. And then I would put I would obviously give out some money to my family and some of my friends, and then I would put the rest of the money away, let it grow in investments and rent, and then I would use some of it to buy a bunch of condos in a condo building and be a landlord to people. That way I continue to have money come back in. And then by the time I'm old and decrepit and ready to die, I have a lot of money to pass on to my children. And that way my family is set for life.
Now, see, Welling, yeah, you did a major fuck up there. You told me your whole life plan, but never once did you say you're going to flash your money online and get all the hot girls to give you children. You don't have a child to bring your money to. You got no one. Yep.
I'll adopt a bunch of kids.
Whoa, wow, wow. What a true saint.
I try to be.
Man, the girls are listening to this right now, and they're going, oh my gosh, he's going to adopt children. He's going to have a condo. What a gentleman.
You got it, ladies.
Yeah, so if any of them have like a couple million, hit you up, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Perfect. So the last story we have here is Ellen DeGeneres. She's had a rough few months, more so than some of us, I guess. And she is letting us know the truth of what's been going on with how she treats her coworkers or her employees, I guess you would say. The truth of her treatment of them is going to come out on the premiere of her next season. It's like, all right, guys, I'm going to come clean. I'm going to tell you all the horrible things I've done on the next episode of The Ellen Show.
No, low-key bet here, this will be the most viewed Ellen Show in years.
Oh, yeah. The most viewed episode. And then the episode after is going to be the least viewed. And we're gonna pop in, check out what's going on. I might even pop in, see what's going on with my girl Ellen, and then everyone's gonna leave. We want to get the scoop, and then we want to just leave.
Monday, September 21st. That's where it's at.
Good on Ellen though. She hasn't weighed her opinion on anything. She's been keeping it hush hush because she knows that her next season isn't starting for a few weeks. So she was two steps ahead of the ball here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this whole week, Alex has been talking about people thinking two steps ahead. We got a guy with a mask, we got Tiff with the drive-ins, and we got Ellen with her next episode coming out in the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. If you want to get the scoop on Ellen, we'll probably discuss it here if it's juicy, if it's just her sitting there going, I didn't do anything, guys. Nothing happened. Well, then we're all going to turn the TV off and never discuss it again. But, you know,
oh, absolutely. I cannot wait to see where this goes.
Yeah, but you know, if we had like some gossip here, we'll probably discuss
it. Will Ellen blow up her career in one fellow swoop? Find out.
Nah, she's going to have a script that she'll memorize. She might give us a bit of gossip, get us a little excited, and then just nothing.
Continue doing your shtick.
Exactly. So that is it for news on my end here, Alex. What do you have here for sports?
Ah, right, sports. Okay, so now if you remember, Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl in February. They were back to raise their banner in the stands. Now, a lot of the news around the NFL lately has been the racial injustice and, you know, all that stuff going on and how athletes with a bigger platform can use their platform as a message. Well, there was a lot of speculation coming up to this game of what exactly would happen, like who would kneel, who would stand, who would do what they wanted to do to stand against racial injustice. Well, the game was between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans. Now, before the national anthem, the entire Houston Texans team went back to their locker room for the national anthem. They weren't even there for the national anthem. When the anthem was done, both teams came back onto the field. They joined arms in a sign of unity between the players. And this is where a lot of controversy from last night happened, where it could be heard from the crowd, possibly, that there was a lot of boos and jeering in regards to getting the game going. Now, I want your reaction to this, Quentin. What be your reaction to this?
To what, people booing?
Just the entire shtick.
Actually, well, for me to get a proper understanding of this, I want to hear your reenactment of the booing. What does it sound like?
My reacting of the
No, like I want you to reenact it. I want to hear the booing itself.
Okay. So they're joining arms and people are just like, boo, boo, get on with the fucking game. Boo, let's start, boys. Boo. You know, that kind of stuff.
Let's start, boys. That'd be me in the stadium. I'd be like, let's start, boys. Let's go.
Let's get the game going, boys.
You know, it's just booing. I don't really... people got too much time on their hands if they just want to pay money to go to a stadium and then boo. I'm like, okay. I don't know. Yeah. I don't get why... If you're there to pay all that money to go watch a game, just enjoy it. This is like the this is just like the warm-up in between the games to get y'all excited. If you want to boo, then just be at home and just shit on it like what I do. But like, if you're going to pay all that money, have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, this was especially a pricey game from what I understand. The first game of the regular season, Kansas City putting up their championship banner in their stadium, just full of excitement there.
Yeah. Must have been. Yeah, I don't know why you pay that much money and then be in such a negative mood. Maybe they thought it was going to be super cheap, and then they paid for it, and then when they looked at their bank account, they're like, what the frig? This cost how much? Boo! Screw sports. They cost so much. Boo! Maybe it's just like them just being upset as a whole as to how much it costs to be there. They're like, this isn't worth it. I want to see some, like, hashtag epic plays, boo.
Well, glad we have your opinion on this. Anyways, that's me for sports. I don't have much else to go off of here. Toodaloo.
Do you think when Ellen starts her episode for the premiere, where she's telling her story at the beginning, when she's like, oh, I don't know. I'm just such a nice person. I didn't really do anything. Do you think the audience is going to go, boo, Ellen, boo, get on to the bad stuff?
Well, according to the Ellen article, there isn't going to be a live audience. So,
Oh, I believe it.
No.
Well, do you think it's the employees that she treated horribly? Do you think they're going to go, boo?
They're just in backstage, boo.
Yeah, she doesn't even hear it because she thinks that they're playing audience applause noises at the beginning of the show, but they're playing the boo button.
Is it gonna sound a little dark, but someone pulls a Joker on Ellen talk show host style?
Well, I was thinking, I think it'd be hilarious if they push the boo button so she doesn't actually hear the noise that's being made, so she's like, oh, thank you, oh guys, oh thank you so much, okay, I'll start soon. Like, she thinks that everyone's like applauding her.
Oh my god,
I can see that. Yeah. Oh, this is where the employees get their comeback this next episode,
their revenge.
That's right. So that is it for this week on Pop Topic. You can follow us at Instagram at pop.topic_pod. Until next week, and you'll be seeing the deep dive article of me being the one that booed the sports team. I'm Quentin.
I'm Alex, and you can catch me wearing a Jason Voorhees hockey mask to the next lottery winning table that I win. Oh crap, I wasn't supposed to reveal I was the winner. Shoot, gotta go.
Gotta go get those girls.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, see you later, guys. Bye.
See you, guys.
Yeah.